Sustainability Forum shares progress towards world-selling Sustainability Agenda 2030 targets. No decisions were made at the Sustainability Forum, but presentations were given on world-selling's progress towards sustainability, the 11th-hour racing team sustainability campaign and report, equipment quality sustainability by the world-selling technical team, World Selling Trust update on Equipment Recycling Hub and Carbon Fire Circular Alliance, and ROPE, project by the International Optimist Dinghy Association. The Racing Rules Committee approved changes to Rule 18, Mark Room, Part 5 of the Racing Rules regarding protest, redress, and hearings, and another 110 rule submissions. These submissions are the last changes to finalize the rule book for 2025-2028. The first area of discussion of the Oceanic and Offshore Committee focused on the impact of technology on offshore racing. This led to all the recommendations from the Special Regulation Subcommittee meeting regarding special regulation submissions being approved, including the introduction of an appendix which will include sustainability and the use of technology in offshore racing. All submissions for world sailing regulations, as well as the equipment rules of sailing that were discussed, were approved. These included the requirements around AIS, OSR interpretations, as well as steps to make current world sailing regulations and documents more offshore friendly. Standard submissions will go to Council for discussion and approval. Discussions also took place around the future ambitions of offshore racing, including the offshore double-handed world and Olympic aspirations. The importance of the work of the Sailor Categorization Code, Concordat and Speed Record Council were all noted. While SR09 was approved, it was agreed that the working party will set up to look further at stability requirements in the OSR. Yesterday, the Race Officials Committee discussed the aims and targets for the development of race officials, outlining the requirement for a new race official strategy with a focus on development of future international level officials, increasing gender equity and geographical spread. The committee also reviewed the education structure. The committee discussed how to motivate new interest and how to adapt current education structures to break down barriers to develop officials working towards the aims of the IOC in increasing gender equity and geographical spread. The Race Officials Committee also made decisions on 2023 first-time and renewal international race officials appointment.